This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great.
The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show.
But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come on That Kevin Show, she's got three times the credentials of your psychologist, Dr. Gina Loudon, funny man with long hair, Gabe Rutledge, and America's sweetheart who's had her heart broken, Kelsey Ballerini, back on the Music Spotlight stage before we're done. And now, from Times Square, where the world's newest Krispy Kreme franchise wants to drive you glazy, here's That Kevin.
I don't think I've made it clear to the staff. I'm not a fan of puns. They're not funny. Puns, we're not going to do puns. No more puns. Drive you glazy. Make note of that, please. We're going to get canceled if we don't clean up some of this loose ends. No more puns. Okay, that's it for tonight. Hey, we need to take a look at the headlines as we need to do. Keep you up to date on breaking news and things that are going on that affect you. And I'm not sure exactly what the point of the administration trying to respond to the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, however you say it, Palestine. I'm not sure what their strategy has been thus far. You literally have the president come out yesterday to the press gaggle, and he gets asked, of course, you know, what are you going to do about East Palestine? Are you going to go? You just went to the Ukraine. You came back. People that were in East Palestine noticed that you went to the Ukraine. And they said, why is he in the Ukraine when we need him here? And the other guy that you're not too fond of, the guy was there before you, probably beat you in the election. That guy, he did show up. And you cannot be lost on the tone deafness of this administration. Because President Biden looks at him cautiously and says, but I did a Zoom call. I Zoom called the senators and the Congress people and so forth. I did the Zoom call. I didn't bother Zooming the mayor. Why would I have Zoomed the mayor? That's not the mayor. You think the mayor's going to do anything about this? That mayor. He's not even a Democrat, that mayor. What do we need to do with him? But he's like, no, we did a Zoom call, to which I'm sure everyone felt just so pleased that in fact happened. Jim Jordan, the head of one of the committees in Congress, the new committees, the committees that are trying to get to the bottom of some of these things and find out where the wrongdoing has taken place. Jim Jordan came out and actually said, you know what, guys, I'm thinking that this whole thing of putting Mayor Pete in charge of something, anything, may not have been the best idea that we've had. Turns out that if you're just the mayor of a very little mediocre town in the middle of the country that doesn't really have any major infrastructure or fiscal crises while you're there during the time that you're there, nothing broke and went terribly wrong, nothing, you know, no major acts of God taking place during that time. You didn't really have to fix anything. You didn't have any train derailments. Maybe you're not the best guy to be running the transportation department for the U.S. I keep saying this all the time. In most administrations, you don't even know the name of the transportation secretary. Most of the time, if you do, it's only because they're infamous. They've done something that maybe they needed to do better. Mayor Pete's on the TV all the time, and the man has no experience at what he's doing. And that was noted, again, by Jim Jordan in Congress, saying, hey, maybe we should have him step down and have someone else assume the Secretary of Transportation Department. I mean, after all, you know, it could be a play on compassion. Mayor Pete and his husband did, in fact, need to take off the full 4 months of maternity leave following the birth of their child that came out of neither one of their bodies, so that they could recover and heal and do all the stuff that maternity leave allows a woman who actually gives birth to the child to do. So sometimes the body isn't just like, you know, snap right back at it again. Now, Mayor Pete and his husband wouldn't know this because they're dudes. And when you're a dude, you don't know what it's like to have a baby because you don't actually have the baby. But, you know, they took a picture in the hospital bed the moment it was born. They took the full 4 months of maternity leave. And during that time, it appears that our entire transportation infrastructure for the entire country fell apart on his watch. Dudes on maternity leave. That would make a great... We're going to have to... That's got sketch material. Dudes on maternity leave. I think so. So, is he the best guy for the job? Well, it's obvious that he's not. The airlines have shut down multiple times in just the last 3 months. And that's the first time since 9/11. And before 9/11, they hadn't shut down nationwide for a really long time previous to that. But, you know, two or three times in the last 2 or 3 months, that's fairly significant. Lots of delays in airlines getting where they need to go. Trains can't seem to stay on the tracks. You've got all kinds of environmental problems because of that. 38 trains and train cars in East Palestine alone carrying all those chemicals and, you know, everyone's animals are dying and that sort of thing. So it makes a lot of sense then when the president decides to scoff the mayor of East Palestine. No, he doesn't know what he's doing. Speaking of being parents, by the way, this story caught my attention. There's a teacher that is saying openly that schools must do more to keep students' info secret from Christo-fascist parents. He's specifically calling out Christian parents, Christocentric. Christians that live with their belief that Christ is the center of their life. Christocentric. Christian parent. Parents that believe in Christianity and have adopted its way of life for their family. But this teacher believes that you should hide things from Christo-fascist parents. Parents that may not want their kids to do things like, I don't know, transition to one of 57 genders when there are two sexes and they need to understand the binary world that those two sexes live in. Let's be non-binary. Let's be purple dinosaurs for the day. But the teacher, and notice the teacher believes he knows more or she knows more than the parents themselves. Let's keep the kids away from the Christo-fascist parents. Well, that has been a trend over the last year anyway. But this story is very disturbing because now a new panel is pushing for assisted suicide to be allowed to be prescribed and administered to minors without the consent of parents. They've done a study. Who knows what they studied, but they've done a study. They've now pronounced the outcome. that the findings of the study show that there should be an allowance for minors to pursue assisted suicide. So you have to have another adult helping them in the process for that suicide to take place and to do so without parental consent. These people want to eat, kill, and steal your children. And they're not being very subtle about it. Anyway, check of the headlines tonight. Coming up next, she has three times the credentials of any other human behavioralist in her field. Her name is Dr. Gina Loud, and she will be here to talk all things. A little bit later on, funny man Gabe Rutledge on the Dry Bar Comedy Stage before we get back to Kelsey Ballerini in the music spotlight. I'm Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone that I'm not just a fan of. I'm a huge fan of, and for multiple reasons. We'll get into some of this, actually, because of her life and the life she's led and lives now. But she is also a fighter for her country, for her family, and for the world around us. She is a seasoned television anchor. She's a twice-over, multiple-time best-selling author. And she's a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dr. Gina Loudon.
Kevin, so
Dr.
great to
G,
be with you.
Welcome. It's good to have you at That Kevin Show.
I love this. I'm so excited, first of all. Congratulations. And
Hey, look, your life has been very interesting, and this audience may not know much about you because we just haven't had you here yet, and I'm so honored to have you because you have done all those things I was talking about. In fact, let's go back to your childhood. Where did Dr. Gina come from? This little Midwest girl that grew up to live on both coasts eventually. But what was your life like as a child?
Yeah, well, I'm a river rat or an Ozark redneck, however you want to think of it. Both probably. I grew up in Missouri, in the center of Missouri, the part that nobody knows about. Everybody knows about the beautiful mountains over in the southwest part of the state. Everybody knows about St. Louis and Kansas City. None of that is where I grew up. I grew up in Jefferson City, which is actually the capital city. Not many people know that.
Now, how far is that from Springfield?
It's about 2 or 3 hours, depending.
Okay, because that's my birthplace. Not a lot of people know that.
I forgot about that.
Born in the state of Missouri, yes.
Yeah, well, I was also born in Springfield and in Missouri. But really, my best childhood memories, I always say I'm from the Ozarks because my best childhood memories were truly spending summers at the Lake of the Ozarks and even some winter weekends as well. That's really my true love. And my when I go home, that's where I go.
Now, you grew up and got married, and you've married someone who served in public office, but he's also not, I mean, you've been kind of in and out of that situation in terms of being elected official family and then not.
Yeah.
But you've always been very involved in politics, and we're going to get into some of what that represents for you in the next segment. But you've lived on both coasts, and I'm curious, how do you compare Southern California, San Diego, to where you are now in the lovely state of Florida and what's going on there? And there's kind of like, I don't know, an East Coast, West Coast, like beach rivalry if you talk to people from California or whatever. How do you rate them?
No, interesting. I dreamed my whole life. I think every little girl who played with Barbies, I grew up with Malibu Barbie, and I wanted to be Malibu Barbie. I wanted to move to Malibu. I wanted to live in California. I compromised by living in San Diego. God gave us a great run there, 7 years we were there. And I loved it. And I have nothing bad to say about the people, or the certainly not the weather, the topography, any of the rest of it. I love California. Obviously, the politics leaves a little to be desired. But, you know, I don't know, Kevin. That's an interesting thing that you asked that. I'm still very homesick for all the places I've lived. I lived in Missouri, but I started my broadcasting career in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. And I've always said, given the right job and the right circumstances, I'd move back there today. I loved, and I was shocked. I didn't think I was going to love it. I was in radio at the time. I was syndicated. I moved there to take over the flagship station there in Birmingham, Alabama. And I was shocked how much I loved Alabama. And so then I had the opportunity, the blessing, if you will. Actually, one night, I still remember it, Kevin, I was sitting out on the back deck overlooking a mountain and beautiful area we lived in Alabama. And I remember saying to my husband, you know, I don't know, I think I've given up my California dream. I don't really care to ever move to California now. Literally that night, a headhunter called and hired my husband. And you can't make this stuff up. You know, that's how God works. You tell him your plans and he'll laugh every time. And so we did. We spent 7 years in California. I loved it there. I guess I'm just a happy person. I enjoy where I am. I find the best in it. I love to adventure. I love to go find the great things about that area. Right now, I'm all over the swimming with the dolphins and the manatees here in Florida. Like, that's my thing every weekend. I'm out there in that blue water finding all that. I love Florida. I really just don't have a lot to complain about. I've had an amazing life.
Well, that's really cool. Speaking of your amazing life, you have, a lot of credentials, as I said, thrice credentialed in the area of human behavior. One of the reasons I love to have you on my radio show on a weekly basis is because you're able to see through the headlines, not just for the facts and what's happening, but you can also sometimes break down like the psychological or the human behavior elements that are going into some of these things. But your story as to how you got that degree is pretty amazing. And in the just couple of minutes that we have left in this segment, could you relate that for this audience? Because they've not heard that story.
I'm not sure I'm exactly sure which part of it you're talking about.
How many times it took you to get the one degree that you were given merit for on the first one?
Yeah, well, I intended to get my PhD. I think I just wanted to understand people. Let me tell all kids out there thinking you're going to study psychology and figure people out, all it does is make it even more of a haze, because now you've got all these theories that enter in and you still can't figure out people. But no, I wanted a PhD in psychology. I think I just wanted to help people. My whole family is medical. I knew I couldn't. My dad and my mom both did not want me to be medical. They both are and thought it was horrible. So I thought, well, this is what I know how to do, so I'll do that. So I was out to get my PhD, got my first master's degree in a combined program at St. Louis University, and at my almost graduation, literally, in my very final defense of my thesis, which is a formality, basically, they failed me. And the only criticism I had on that was I had written in my final paper that today many men take an active role in their children's lives. My committee marked out many and put few and failed me. Few men, they wanted me to say, take an active role in their children's lives. It was supposed to be a father loss paper, but they wanted it to be a male bashing paper. Anyway, I did have one intellectually honest liberal who was also the dean of the program, who ultimately long-term came to my defense and is the reason why I did finally get that first master's degree, but it was too late for me. I didn't get to walk with my class. I wasn't given the awards I should have been given as the top student in that class. I was used to this. This had actually happened to me in my undergrad as well. And I was discriminated against because of my politics. And so I had to apply to another PhD program. My own pastor at the time said, Gina, go to California, go someplace far away, find a program that you can be in where nobody knows who your husband is in politics, nobody knows your political identity. You go there, you get that PhD, and you do what you have to do to get through it, which is precisely what I did. I went to Southern California to a very liberal, mostly Buddhist-dominant program, got my second master's degree and my PhD. And, of course, when I got out with that, then the media just proceeded to lie about all my degrees. And my comment back to the media who says my degrees aren't legitimate, that I mail-ordered them or some stuffing like that, I'm like, number one, it was too long ago for that. But number two, which of my 3-4 liberal universities do you think faked this degree
right
for me? Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Gina Loudon, coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden told reporters he's had a long meeting with his team about what's being done in Ohio since the toxic train derailment. and currently doesn't plan on making a trip there in person. Biden's upcoming budget plan won't be used in negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who made those remarks to Reuters. The U.S. is confident China is thinking about giving Russia equipment for its war against Ukraine. That's according to new information from CIA Director William Burns, who spoke to CBS's Face the Nation. Hundreds gathered at the Lincoln Memorial to mark the one-year anniversary of the Russia invasion on Saturday. Millions are still dealing with flood alerts from a rare winter storm to hit Southern California. Parts of the region are also facing high winds and snow. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. Dr. Gina Loudon, my guest, all the way from Florida tonight, and looking lovely. It's a great evening. Thank you, Dr. Gina, for being here. I always appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you don't take offense when a man says that you look lovely. The loss of complimentary etiquette in our society today is really one of the really stupid downfalls I feel like that we are always fighting against. But speaking of politics and political correctness and all that jazz, you've experienced the persecution from it firsthand. Mm. You were a big fan of number 45. You still are. He has announced his intention to run and become president number 47. From a human behavioralist standpoint, who are we looking at with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, when you compare them as men who have lived their lives and have achieved a certain amount, what do you see as a human behavioralist in those two personalities?
Well, I think you have someone who is has spent a lifetime feeding off the public trough, feeding off the public dole, obviously didn't have money when he came into politics. Now, all these years later, while Joe Biden is still in politics, he's a very wealthy man who's probably sold our own country down the rat hole for the profits that he's made along with his family members. You can't get much more megalomaniacal than that. I think that he at this point is so far gone with some sort of obviously neurological incapacity that he may not even realize what he's doing and has done, but it doesn't change that he's functioned this way his entire political career. So you still have someone who is not, certainly not worthy of any character attestments, I'll tell you that much. You contrast that with Donald Trump. While not a perfect person, there is one who is perfect, and he's not running for president anytime soon. you look at Donald Trump, I look at things like he's headed to East Palestine, Ohio, where Joe Biden, of course, never will darken the door, that he went to the front of North Korea and bravely made those inroads for this country the way he did. The fact that, I mean, and the list goes on and on. He kept the promise that all Republican and many Democrat presidents didn't keep of restoring Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel and the Abrahamic Accords and the rest of it. So you think about all of that and you realize that this is a man who, Donald Trump, who gave up what is truly a kingdom of sorts as far as America knows kingdoms. I see him every day. Maybe not every day, but most days of the week I see Donald Trump on a given week. I'll go to dinner at Mar-a-Lago. My family is there a lot. I was at an event last night with him at Trump 45, which is now called Trump 47. It's a club here in Palm Beach. And I'll tell you that he doesn't have a motivation now, especially, Kevin, after seeing what they did to him, trying to function as president of the United States with a million knives in your back every day while your own friends are trading you down the river. I don't know that anyone since Jesus Christ has been persecuted to this degree, and yet he stands. And I admire that, I respect that, and I appreciate that. As a mother of five children, especially one with special needs, I can't overlook that. And I don't understand how the rest of the country can, the people that don't appreciate it. So I think you have someone who's self-serving and someone who is a true civil servant. And I think that's what Donald Trump really is.
It's interesting that you draw the comparison between the kingdom that Trump had before politics and the lack of one that Joe Biden had and kind of how they've flip-flopped, because President Trump lost a significant degree of personal wealth during the time that he was in office, and Joe Biden has done nothing but get wildly richer the whole time he's been in public office. But I also am fascinated by another contrast, and that is that it's the wealthiest president that's ever served prior to being president that has now laid the table for the populist message to return to the Republican Party. It's no longer the party of country clubs and fancy weekends. These are working class people. You mentioned East Palestine, Ohio. You're talking about people in the Midwest that voted for him in record numbers. And it's ironic that the man that so easily the media wanted to try to make as out of touch and just only for the rich or whatever, that never stuck with him. It did stick with other Republicans in the past, but there was really a sense that he's changed. He's moved the Republican Party to a place that they have not been at in quite some time.
This man stood for us when no one else would stand for us, and he stood for us in ways that no one else would. And
well, Dr. Gina, it's been a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Thank you for all your best wishes on the new show. We are grateful to have you, and we'll have you back.
So excited for you. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here, Kevin.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. Kevin McCullough.
The
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Dry Bar Comedy Stage, here is Gabe Rutledge.
Dry Bar was like, we're going to start shooting specials again, but we can only fill a third of the room. We should call Gabriel Rutledge. I'm kind of known in this business for filling a third of the room. That's kind of my thing. It's not your time, Kevin Hart. My time to shine. This is a big night. You can't tell by how I'm dressed, but it's a big night. I can't dress nice with this hair and beard. I've tried. Does not work. I had to wear a suit to a wedding last year. I was walking down the street in my suit. A guy driving by yelled out his window, "Good luck in court!" And then I saw my reflection, and I was like, he's not wrong at all. It's either that or fun youth pastor. Those are my choices. You're supposed to have a fitness goal to stay motivated, and I thought about it. I think I have mine up. I would like to be able to show a picture of myself without a shirt on and not have people call it brave. If I could stop empowering people, that would be progress for me. I didn't know I was. I posted a beach photo on Facebook. Everyone commented, like, good for you. Oh, I have good for you, buddy? That's not good. Well, this is how I got motivated to lose weight. It was a weird way. I got an email from Amazon. And the email said, based on your recent activity, we thought you might be interested in this. And it was a picture of a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Which, honestly, I've never not been a little bit interested in. Unless you've been reading my journal, not sure how that's your business, Amazon. Based on what recent activity? It's not like, oh, I ordered a case of bean dip, so this makes sense. I've actually never ordered food from Amazon, not once. I think it's because I ordered an extra large shirt. And then I returned it and exchanged it for a double extra large shirt. Yeah, that's when the hurtful algorithm kicked in. Amazon's like, yeah, this is the kind of customer who would enjoy chips being mailed to his home. And then 2 days after that hurtful email, just out of nowhere, Cinnabon started following me on Twitter. Why? Cinnabon, did Amazon tell you about the shirt? Am I on an internet fat list? What is happening? Cyberbullying is real. It's real and it's effective. That's the day I decided. I was like, you know what? After I get those chips in the mail, it's time for better choices. I'm trying. I'm 46. Thanks. I look younger from a distance. You guys are all pretty close. From Google Earth, I could be a toddler, honestly. 46? I think that means I'm like 4 years away from caring about birds. Yeah, that one divided the room demographically a little bit. I apologize. I don't care about birds right now. I don't at all. But I'm the right age. One of these mornings, I'm going to wake up and be like, what was that? Was that a yellow thrusted warbler? Honey, get my vest. All right. I think some of you are laughing and some of you are like, good luck finding a warbler this time of year. That's fair. 4 years away from caring about birds, which means I'm 5 years away from hating squirrels. That's my future. Everyone I know, 50 plus, just stares out their window all day. Squirrels, no! Get out of my bird feeder! I'm like, they don't know it's a bird feeder. That's not how nature works. No animal walks up to a pile of food and is like, oh, I'm sorry, are these for me? Are these warbler treats? I'll back off. I'm hungry. I will not be rude. My neighbor yells at squirrels all day to get out of his bird feeder. So just for fun, I bought a squirrel feeder. Yeah, guess who eats out of it? No, my daughter. She said it's salty. I'm going to take her word for it. I started growing my hair long when I turned 40. That was my very mild midlife crisis. That's all I have the energy and money to do. That's all the rebellion I have left. Just screw you, supercuts. I'm off the grid. Yeah. You got to do the hair flip to let the man know you mean business. That's like the exclamation point at the end of a long hair sentence. That's how you know we're done talking. Like, yeah, so. It's never a smart sentence. It's never like, so that's when I got my master's. That's never happened. It's more like, so anyway, that's the day I learned. You can get a DUI on a bicycle. So wise. Long hair. I'm still a little prejudiced against guys with long hair. I think it depends on the occupation, okay? Long-haired comedian, fine. Long-haired cardiologist, I've got a couple questions. If they're like, I just completed the procedure and I think your dad's gonna be fine. Is he? I have to play a game with strangers ever since my hair got long. I hate it. It's never my idea. The game is called, Do You Know Who You Look Like? Yeah, and it's never Thor. Not once has it been Thor. Even when I'm holding the hammer, Thor has never been mentioned. Guess what I have gotten? Chubby Jesus. That's hurtful. I get it, but it's hurtful. Really? Guy standing next to me in line at a coffee shop? You just wanted to tell a stranger he looked like chubby Jesus? You're a bad person.
Sidebar Comedy, that's Gabe Rutledge. Follow him on social media. She's back in the spotlight. Kelsey Ballerini coming back next.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium
Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
Once again, in the music spotlight, it's Kelsey Ballerini.
I hope you're spending Christmas with your family. I hope you're writing songs that you love. I hope you're feeling happier than you've ever been. And I hope I never leave me again. I hope you're hiking that old trail in Westmead. And I hope you and Jane are talking more. I hope the top is off the Jeep and you're driving in the wind. And I hope I never leave me again. For a while the shoe fit, but then I outgrew it. And staying only made me get real good at pretend. So I hope I never leave me again. I hope I remember all the pieces of who I was that I lost on the way. I hope I learned to love myself like I loved you then. And I hope I never leave me again. For a while the shoe fit, yeah. But then and the kids. And I hope I never leave me again. Yeah, I hope I never leave me again.
From her brand new 6-song EP, that's Kelsey Ballerini. On the spotlight here on That Kevin Show. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Get the soundtrack to the show. All of our Music Spotlight artists are featured. Apple Music and Spotify. Just search New Music Spotlight. Kevin McCullough saying we appreciate you being here so much. And if you missed any part of it, we will be back again tomorrow on Salem News Channel, 9 p.m. on Sunday night. For those of you watching on Biz TV, we start immediately right now at 11 o'clock all over again. And on radio stations everywhere, we're grateful for those partnerships. And get the podcast. We are available anywhere. Podcasts are aggregated. You can watch on demand anytime at SalemNewsChannel.com. Have a great week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.